Fritzberger and bloodandfaith.com. It is moving on into August. Dog days of summer. Some pretty amazing things that are going on in the United States today. Who would have ever thought that the FBI would have been used to openly target political opposition? Openly, brazenly, unashamedly. And they were used in 2016, 2017 to go after Trump and to create out of thin air this hoax, the collusion hoax between Russia and Trump in order to swing the election, to steal it from Hillary, and to get into office. And that's been used against him ever since. It was used against him for 4 years to hamstring his administration, to slow him down, to threaten the people that supported him, to arrest even members of his staff, his advisory group, in order to drive people away. Now, as he makes moves, drops hints about running for president legally, constitutionally in 2024, they can't have that. So they're trying to find something on him. They're trying to find something on this guy. And I told this to somebody close to me. I said, listen, they rifle through your house, your tax records for 12 hours. Especially if you've been the president of the United States in the past, they'll probably find something that will at least make you look bad. At least make you look bad. And then again, you know, the process is the punishment. The process is, all they got to do is indict him. All they got to do is file charges against him. And then you raise enormous hurdles, regardless of whether he was guilty, regardless of whether he's innocent, regardless of whether there was any truly nefarious activity. January 6th is a perfect example of that. They're trying to find evidence that this was a coup attempt. It wasn't a coup attempt. Some hundreds of unarmed people went into the Capitol building. One was shot to death by a police officer. No charges for him. He was black. She was white. He's Democrat. She's Republican. He's not going to get charged. So there's two systems of justice. You had the riots and the burnings of the summer of Antifa and BLM, rioting and burning, Molotov cocktails. Once upon a time, weapons of mass destruction included Molotov cocktails. Attempts to openly, brazenly burn down federal law enforcement buildings. Successfully seceded from the Union, CHAZ, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. They tried to rebrand it because gave people ideas of seceding. They seceded from the Union, seceded from King County. Oh, and that's all fine. That's all good. We're going to treat them with kid gloves. Anybody shows up on January 6th, except the feds. Oh, and by the way, where are the 20,000 hours of videotapes from January 6th? No, they're hidden. They're gone because there's going to be exculpatory evidence in those videos. Evidence of feds and others enticing people to do the things that were wrong so they could go out and they could do something about them. Why? Again, why were Trump's requests for the National Guard completely ignored? So now to get him, you're going to go and you're going to raid his house. They'll find something. Even if they planted it and brought it there, they'll find something. You know what it is. There's been a coup. The left has formed their own coup. The left has had a coup. They've taken over the systems of government. They don't give a rat's patootie about the Constitution, about the laws, about anything. They're going to run it right. Why do you think they're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents? 87,000, enough to fill a football stadium. 87,000 new armed IRS agents. I mean, this is brazen. It's not even, you know what, let's hire 200 more. Let's hire 400. No, 87,000. It's to enforce their ESG, their environmental and social goals. I'm telling you, I'm flat out telling you. This is to enforce their political will to force people to abide by the politics that they approve, utterly destroy and wipe out any naysayer. They're working hard at that on me. They're doing whatever they can to figure out a way to purge me from the system. And I got to say to my colleagues, what are you guys thinking? Are you that scared? Are you that terrified? Or do you really believe in with all your heart that this is the right thing to do? Have you bought into the lies so much? Have you bought into the lies so much of this woke stuff, cultural Marxism, anti-white hatred, LGBTQ? Is that your religion? It's your religion. It's a cult. You're in a cult. It's your religion and you're in a cult. And you've bought into it. Either that or you're terrified to say anything about it. You refuse to say anything about it. You're terrified. You won't say anything about it. Because you're terrified. Because you know what's going to happen to you if you do. And so you've got this EAG, diversity, equity, inclusion, environmental and social goals. It's jammed down your throat. Nobody voted for it. Nobody asked for it. Nobody wanted this stuff. But shoved down your throat. And you're terrified to speak against it because you know exactly what's going to happen to you. I mean, they were clear. They said, we're going to make January 6th an example. And so the guys are still languishing in jail. Political prisoners. January 6ers are political prisoners. If any one of them had been a BLM or Antifa rioter, they'd be at minimum out on bail if the charges were not dropped. FBI being used as a political tool to make sure that Trump can't run for office again. It's brazen. It's in your face. All my colleagues out there that are good little progressives, what are you guys thinking? Is this really okay? What are you thinking? And you keep silent because you're in a cult and you don't want to get kicked out of the cult. You're in a cult and you don't want to get kicked out of the cult because it's going to be painful. It's going to hurt. Please wake up and realize you're in a cult and you can't get out. Admit it to yourself. Admit it to your spouse. You're in a cult. You're in a dang cult. You can't speak against LGBTQ because then you're a hater. You can't speak against the hatred of white people because then you're a hater. If you say, I'm against hating white people, it makes you a hater. And are you willfully blind? Are you willfully blind? Or just a coward? These aren't the times for weak men. These are not the times for weak people. Wake up. Go one side or the other. I don't care. I'm especially speaking to the church, the Christianettes out there. Oh, well, we don't want to offend anybody. And you've made a new religion. I'm telling you, you've made a new religion. You've made a new religion up. You think you're so smart. You think you're so self-righteous. You think you're holier than thou by bending the knee to the Antichrist. The Antichrist is here. You've bent the knee to the Antichrist. You already have. Oh, I'm not evil. I'm not evil like those people. I'm not racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, or anti-Semitic. And you've bowed the knee. You've bent the knee to the spirit of the Antichrist. Who is the Antichrist? This is the Antichrist. He who rejects the Father and the Son. Oh, but you don't understand. No, I do understand. I do understand. I've gone over it and over it and over it at bloodandfaith.com. I do understand. The church has abandoned their master. The church has abandoned faith in Jesus Christ. They've created a new Jesus. The church has created a new Jesus. Jesus 2.0. The church has created Jesus Christ 2.0. I'm telling you. Jesus Christ 2.0. He's kinder. He's gentler. Remember George Bush back in the day? It's a kinder, gentler conservatism. Well, this is what the church has done with Jesus Christ. He's a good man. He makes fish. He probably kissed babies. He liked women. He talked to women. He was diverse. He was inclusive. He was tolerant. His mother was an unwed mother. And you make up all this stuff to make a new religion so that the Antichrist won't persecute you. You make up a new religion. You rebrand Jesus Christ. You create him to be something that he never was, so that the Antichrist don't hate you as much. You're ashamed of Jesus Christ. You're ashamed of his word. You're ashamed of his words. And so you've rebranded him. You've remarketed him. You've reinvented Jesus Christ into your religion. This is exactly what the Jews did 2,500 years ago. This is exactly what the Jews did when they had their traditions. Their traditions. Well, we have our traditions. And they abandoned the law of Moses. They abandoned the prophets. And they invented a new religion. Oh, yeah, they kept the Torah around. You go to a synagogue today, they got the Ten Commandments in there. But they utterly abandon it. Their traditions become the Talmud. They are an Antichrist people that reject the Father and the Son. If you reject the Son, you reject the Father. Who is the Antichrist? He who rejects the Father and the Son. And the church bows down and worships the Antichrist. Bows down and worships him. Tell us what we can say. Tell us what we can't say. But, oh God, we will never offend you. We swear on our lives we will never offend you. We will never be anti-Semitic. And Shem had nothing to do with this nonsense. Shem had nothing to do with this. Oh no, we're going to reinvent Jesus Christ so he's not offensive to anybody. And you go down to these churches, they got the homosexual flag out in front of every one of them. I will hold back. Every one of them. Go in D.C., homosexual flag out in front of every... They're worse than the homosexuals because they're ashamed of Jesus Christ. They're ashamed of the Word of God. And the evangelical church is running down that road as fast as they can. Well, who am I to judge? You know, God loves the sinner. God loves everybody. And they make up these new traditions. Oh, love the sinner, hate the sin. That didn't even end in the Bible. I'm telling you. And then you go out there, oh yeah, Jesus died for us. And you say that with the same conviction where you say your neighbor's kid died for freedom in America because he got blown up in Afghanistan or Iraq. Doesn't mean anything. Your neighbor's kid doesn't mean anything to you, and now Jesus Christ doesn't mean anything to you. Oh, he died for our sins. Well, Johnny's kid died for our freedom. And you put it in the same context and you reduce it to the same meaninglessness. Oh, it was really nice that Johnny's kid died for us in Afghanistan. Yeah, it really was. And that's the same way you look at Jesus Christ. Oh, isn't it cute that Jesus Christ died for our sins? You look at it the same way. When you say Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you say, yeah, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's the Son of God. I'm the Son of God. We're all the sons of God. And you reduce it to meaninglessness. Jesus is the Son of God. Yeah, well, you know, we're all the children of God. That's your new religion. It's your new religion. You've reduced Jesus Christ to nothing because you're ashamed of him. Because you fear the Antichrist. You've already sold out. You've already sold out. Well, we're against racism in all its forms. God. I just want to shake you. I want to grab you by the lapels and shake you. I said, what do you think salvation is based on? Your good works? It's based on blood. Go read the book of Acts. Go read the book of Acts. And it talks about his people, God's people. God chose a race. God created a race. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, renamed Israel, the 12 tribes. That was the race. That was the race. Oh, but I'm against racism in all its forms. You don't even know the Word of God. You don't even know the Holy Scriptures. He chose a race. And that race rejected him. And it murdered him. Not all. They murdered Jesus Christ. Well, you can't say that. That's anti-Semitic. No, it's the Holy Scriptures. But you're ashamed of the Holy Scriptures. You're ashamed of the Holy Bible. And so God says, you know what? You're gone. You're done. You're gone. Got nothing to do with you anymore. You're gone. I'm starting a new race. It's in Jesus Christ. The new race is in Jesus Christ. You want to be God's chosen people? You're in Jesus. You confess Jesus Christ as the only begotten of God, as literally the Son of God. And you declare him Lord, not your Lord, not a Lord, the Lord of heaven and earth. And let all the nations of the earth worship him. All the races worship Jesus Christ. And the nation and the race that will not worship Jesus Christ will be destroyed. Well, that's intolerant. And you've created your own religion. You've rejected Jesus Christ. You've rejected the law. You've rejected the prophets. You've rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. You've rejected Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You've rejected the book of Acts. You've rejected the Revelation. You've rejected Paul. You've rejected Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. You've rejected 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. You've rejected it. You've gone the way of the Jews. You've created a new religion. That's not offensive to the Antichrist. And you wonder how we're going to get out of the mess we're in. And then the church goes around, look at these bad things happening on one hand. On the other hand, they're saying, we're excited that these bad things are happening because we're going to fly away into the sky. We're going to fly away. The Antichrist is taking over. Dude, the Antichrist has already taken over. He's already taken over. The spirit of the Antichrist rules. And you bow the knee to the spirit of the Antichrist. You bow to the knee to anybody that rejects the Son, the Father and the Son. You reinvent Jesus Christ so he's not offensive to the Antichrist. And you justify it saying, I'm going to fly away. All right, that's enough for now. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. Out.